around it.
So this is post Cambridge Raspberry Jam, and we're in the foyer outside, and I've got Rufus and Rory Kethlin-Jones.
That's right.
BBC technology correspondent.
Yeah, I'm the BBC technology correspondent, and Rufus is my chief tester of gadgets and chief game player in our household.
So I'm assuming this is the first Raspberry Jam that you've been to.
It is.
Yeah. And it's the first Cambridge Raspberry Jam as well.
Yeah, great. And I've got lots of connections with Cambridge. I was at university here. I've got lots of friends here. We stayed at a friend's house overnight and come to this fabulous event. Just amazing to see such enthusiasm and to see all sorts of brilliant things now being done with this little device that I never expected. I love the London Zoo presentation in particular. The fact that, you know, Raspberry Pi is going to be powering all these little webcams, spotting endangered animals around the globe. And the fact that all sorts of businesses are really building on the back of this. So who knows where it will be this time next year.
And there was almost an endorsement at the end, wasn't it? When we had the panel with Liz and Eben and the others from the Raspberry Pi Foundation, Liz was encouraging people to actually go out. You know, if you find a way that you can build a business on this.
Yeah, I love that. She said, we're a charity, but we've got no problems at all with you making vast amounts of money off the Raspberry Pi, which I thought was quite cool.
And there was an interesting array of questions as well. There was people who were asking, could I come in and work for the Raspberry Pi? Rufus, is that something you'd like to do, work for a Raspberry Pi?
Well, to be honest, most things I look at are more of a sort of like something like I see for the first time. Raspberry Pi is one of those.
All right, so you see it's an interest that you'd perhaps like to develop a little bit more. What have you managed to do with your Raspberry Pi so far?
Well, there was one point where we opened up the Reversi game and we managed to change a bit of the coding. Like, we made some of the markers different and we made the board a whole lot bigger.
So you're hacking Reversi? Yeah?
Sort of.
Rory, do you think that there's potential for these jams to happen in lots of other places, do you think?
I think there really are. I think what's interesting, I think the next big test is really moving it beyond the enthusiasts into the schools and making sure that the people for whom it's really intended,
the Raspberry Pi,
the Raspberry Pi, making sure that they get infused by it. So that's what I'm really focused on. It's very interesting to see so many teachers here today infused by that.
You can't help, you must have noticed a number of parents as well that brought their children along, not just yourself. And do you think it's just about the classroom, or do you think we should be encouraging people within the home, parents and uncles and other people to be doing this kind
of thing? Obviously, yeah, we should be encouraging. I mean, it means different things to different people. A lot of people will still be completely bemused by this. I was with some friends who are my age, never had anything to do with computers. I showed them the Raspberry Pi. They were amazed by the side of it, but just couldn't really get their heads around the concept at all. So it's spreading it, really, making it more accessible, I think. There's still a bit of work to be done there.
Well, it's sort of aimed at making a younger generation more knowledgeable about this in the future.
That's right, yeah. Rufus is absolutely right.
And my last question, if this was being held again next month or in Oxford or somewhere else, how would you like to see the event take shape?
Well, I think one thing would be great, which I heard somebody else mention, is actually having a lot of monitors and so on set up, maybe a bit more practical work to bring your Pi. I've got my Pi with me. I'd love to be able to plug it in and have somebody come and show me various things. Just a bit of kind of hands-on help.
Right, Rory Kethlin-Jones, Rufus, thank you very much.